Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media during mandatory minicamp in Owings Mills.
Now, you might be trying to get the guys together a little bit more often. Can you talk a little bit more about that? What went into getting the guys together more?
Which Zay?
Oh, Zay Flowers.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I feel like just bonding with my guys would help us out a lot more, you know, just on the field, just picking each other's brain, being around each other a lot more. We'll probably know what one of us is thinking ahead, you know, like we on the field, something going on. He already know what I'm thinking. I don't got to say too much, you know. Look over there. I got D-Hop now. Bait these guys, you know, they know what I'm thinking without me saying too much. And that's bonding off the field, you know, so that's why I want to get my guys together. Just things like that, small things like that.
Lamar, a couple of years ago, you had requested potentially to play with either DeAndre Hopkins or Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Hopkins now.
Yeah.
What does it feel like to get him on this team now?
Man, I'm just going to say that guy dope, man. He's different, man. I seen him. I threw him a shallow today. He caught the ball so smooth, got up like, I don't even think he put his other hand on the ground to get up. He just caught the ball and just started. I'm like, bro, that's some vet type stuff, like some super vet type stuff, you know. It's just dope to have him, man. I'm looking forward to throwing a lot of touchdowns to him this year.
How much better do you think this offense can get? It was pretty darn good last
year. We was pretty good last year, but I always tell you guys the sky's the limit. You know, we never know until we out there. And I believe we'll be a lot better this year as well.
Do you feel we have more weapons to work with?
Yeah, I do. We had weapons last year, but you got D-Hop, a new addition. And our guys ready, man. Got Bate with a new contract. Got Lizay. Got Likely. Got Mark. Mandrews. Can't forget my guy, man. My guys, I got to get on Mandrews real quick. That guy's different, man, you know, because I've been seeing my guy be getting talked about, and I really don't like that because, he's done so much for us. I'm off topic right here, but he's done so much for us and how people did him, you know, I just don't like that because Mark's still Mark, you know, Mandrews.
He's still your guy.
Yeah, for sure, no doubt. Yeah.
I mean, what have you kind of seen Mark's approach be in these OTAs and minicamp?
The same, man. He's always hungry. You know, things happen. We play football. Shoot, I threw an interception, bonehead interception, fumbled the ball first half. Still had a chance to win it. Things happen. You know, it's not going to always go our way. That probably was our first snow game at that. You know, not to blame it on the weather or anything like that, but it's football. Everything not going to go right, man.
Mm-hmm. What did you take out of particularly that loss in Buffalo that you feel like you need to do better or you'd like to do better at?
Protecting the ball. You know, things like that. I felt like when we protected the ball, we had no problems moving the ball down the field. You know, first, second down, we get positive yards out of every play. You know, just the turnovers. No turnovers, I feel like we win.
Did it take you a while to get over that or is that something you flush immediately? Like,
I don't think I get over any loss, to be honest. I got losses from youth football that still hunt me, you know? So I never get over a loss. I don't care how small it may be to someone else or how great it might be. It's always the same for me.
Lamar, talk about the turnovers. Do you feel like everybody always wonders why, as good of a team as you guys always have, you can't necessarily look like your best in January? You feel like the turnovers, you've hinted at the turnovers. Do you feel like that's probably the main issue you guys
Nah, because we still had a chance to win. You know, it's football. Everything not going to go our way, man. You know, before it was like, oh, you can't win a playoff game. No, we won a playoff game. We got to the AFC Championship 2 years ago. Then we just fell short, like two games short this year. But we're going to bounce back. And when we come back, I feel like we're going to have vengeance on our mind.
Lamar, we're back around to the contract talk. I'm sure you're not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
How would you describe whatever conversations you've had with Eric to this point? And are you feeling any urgency to get something done?
You know, I never discuss contract situations here. But, yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Hey, Lamar,
is that okay with you?
I mean, Coach Harbaugh said, though, that once it gets done, you're going to be the highest paid player in the NFL. I mean, That must sound pretty good to you, right?
Jameson. Sound good.
Well, you can talk to anybody participating in cool stuff and during the offseason. How was for you being part of the film stars and Grayson Keenan?
Oh.
How did you get into that and how did you enjoy that?
Okay, that was... Shout out to Sasha. You know, that's the producer. That's the guy who directed. That's the guy who, you know, actually got me on the show. I tweeted about it. You know, I was like, man, Raising Canaan, like, lit or whatever. And he posted about it. And I commented on his Instagram. I'm like, don't kill me off. Like, I actually want to be in the show. And then, like, that summer, you know, when the season was over, well, 2 years ago. Yeah, it was 2 years ago. That summer, or last year, I'm sorry, last year. They had me in New York filming and stuff. It was dope, like. Just a dope gig. Like, I had fun shooting the film, the show. Get that out there, getting the show. It was just fun, man. I had a lot of fun with it. And a lot go into that. Like, shout out to all the actors and actresses, because, man, a lot go with that. All day for one scene, like, God.
Now, what's the most fun thing you've done in this off season? Where you've gotten away, I mean, the world's your oyster right now. You get a chance to go do whatever you want.
I haven't did anything fun yet. Nah, the best, you want me to tell you the best thing I did, came here today. I was out here training with my guys, man, working hard, and felt like we got better today. You know, I had a lot of fun today.
Kamar, last off season, you know, you got skinny.
Yeah.
Hey, did you do anything this off season? Obviously, you're still pretty skinny, but
yeah.
Did you do anything different?
Just eat fruit. Nah, just eat fruit, push ups, sit ups. That's all. I just stay in shape. Don't say skinny. I stay in shape. Fit. Yeah, that sounds better. Because skinny is like puny. No, I don't think I'm puny. Still 200.
T-Mart said, you know, the first conversation you had with him was about team losses and how you reviewed
them. Yeah.
What was your focus from a football perspective this offseason?
Man, just trying to make the game a lot easier for us. You know, just going into a game and just knowing what the defense is going to do before they do it. Just having their plays like it's ours. You know, to make our job a lot easier. And that's all. I go back, like Coach T told you, I go and watch the losses, see what the mistakes we made, and try to capitalize for next time we in a situation like that.
He also talked about communication and how you're yeah. become a lot more verbal. And also leading by example. I mean, is it a combination of both, or do you feel like you're talking about more?
Combination of both. And it's year eight. I mean, I'm going to say year eight. Like, I got no other choice. It's a lot of young guys coming in now, so got to.
Do they tap you up for information all the time?
I mean, I'm going to come up to them and talk to them. They'd probably be scared to say something to me, but I'm going to walk up and introduce myself.
Lamar, you mentioned the DeAndre Hopkins catch earlier. Is it
yeah.
been a pretty quick acclimation between the two of you? How have those conversations been like so far?
Man, he come up to me and be telling me like what he's seeing around and stuff like that. I'm like, that's what I saw. Like, that's what I was telling Coach I wanted you to do. Stuff like that, man. That's what you like to see from your receiver, like to hear from your receiver, like engaging with those guys. But all my receivers like that, yeah. All of them.
Lamar, obviously had a lot of great teams here the last yeah. number of years, but you know, the addition of D-Hop, the offensive line is 1 year more mature.
You yeah.
look around you this year, do you feel like, wow, we really have the pieces this year to do something special?
That's not on my mind. I feel like that every year. You know, to be honest with you, I really feel like that each and every year we got a chance, but we're going to have to see. You know, we're going to have to see.
Lamar, there's a certain Louisville cornerback, accomplished cornerback available.
Go get him, Eric. I love all our corners, don't get me wrong, but go get him, Eric.
Have you had a chance to talk to Jair about coming here?
Yeah, I hit him up, but you know, you don't know. You never know with Jair. That's my boy, man.
Come on, we saw, you know, some of the clips of you and Zay Flowers, mm-hmm. South Florida. When you get out of the sessions and we heard you about
that? I knew you was going to say. Because I threw that ball, I knew what you were going to say. I'm going to let you finish this question, though.
I mean, you know where I'm going. So you were obviously still upset about that Buffalo interception.
Absolutely.
Was that just a miscommunication, this throw, and
yeah.
those throws with Zay in the summer? Like, what do you guys get out of it?
Yeah, it's just miscommunication. That's all that was. And we just make each other better. You know, we're going to talk trash to one another, man, because we want to see each other win. We're on the same team. I got to talk to you like this, you know, because no one else will. That's all. Send me a meal. That's it, man. Hey, but he deserved that. I feel like he deserved that. And the injuries in the past was hindering him. And I feel like people was thinking he wasn't that guy. But he showed it last year a lot, you know. And this, the ceiling started going for him, you know. There's no limit.
Lamar, you
Is that the part that you said bothered you, and did you voice how
important? Nah. No, I just seen people, like, you know, trying to dog him on comments and stuff. But it's like, it's, don't get me wrong, it's a lot of people that wish they could have been playing this game, you know, and he's accomplished so much, you know, for us, you know, himself. So I feel like just let things happen sometimes, you know. We wish we'd have won the game, you know. I wish I didn't throw that interception. I wish I didn't fumble, you know. I wish the mishap didn't happen, but it happened. You know, it's just a lesson learned, man. So next time, we'll do something better. That's all.
Opening up against Buffalo?
It don't matter who it's opening up against. I'm happy just to play football. Sir.
Do you have plans to meet up with
my
receivers this
off
season during the
offseason
break?
Yeah, I do.